This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Martin. When Congress passed a $2 trillion relief package last month, it seemed help was on the way for many small businesses. Here's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the bill.
We're talking about new federally guaranteed loans on the order of hundreds of billions of dollars to address immediate cash flow problems.
Now, it's been nearly 2 weeks since the bill was signed, and in many cases, those immediate cash flow problems have not been met with immediate relief. We've heard from so many of you on this. So here to help is Danielle Kurtzleben, who covers the economy for NPR. Welcome back, Danielle. Good to hear your voice.
Yes, good to talk to you.
So let's start with a basic question. Mary Mitchell of Portland, Oregon asks, what aid is available? And to talk more about this, I want to bring in a voice that we had on the program a couple of weeks ago. Lynn Stout owns an event company in Virginia called Bond Events, which has taken a hit in a time when big gatherings are mostly banned. And this is what she told us 2 weeks ago.
The impact has been just devastating. In the course of 2 weeks, we've had every single contract pretty much for Q2 disappear. So far, we've been able to keep everybody. We've got some savings. We're really fortunate and have prepped for that a little bit. But, you know, I don't know whether to furlough employees or whether to try to reduce their salaries to keep them on payroll.
So, of course, we called Lynn back, and she's here on the line to update us. Welcome back, Lynn. How you doing?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me back.
How's it going?
It's a little stressful. But,
any news? Anything going on?
You know, we've managed to keep our 12 employees on payroll. We got through April 1, okay. We've made the hard decision on Monday to cut across the board our salaries to try to give us a little bit more leeway. We've applied for everything under the sun, everything from the disaster relief loans to the PPP. We got in on time. We've got in early. We've received confirmations for everything, but we haven't heard any. It went radio silence after we got the confirmations.
And you're hearing the same thing from a lot of people in your circle, right, of small business owners, same.
We actually have a great group of event professionals. We're in the live events industry, so it's a pretty stressful time for all of us. So we have about 250 members in the D.C. area, and not one person has heard anything. So it's very stressful for everybody, and we're not quite sure what to expect next.
Okay, so Danielle, what aid is available as briefly as you can, and why is this moving so slowly?
Right, so very briefly, Lynn mentioned a few of the things that are available. There is that PPP program, that Paycheck Protection Program. That is the one that's getting all of the news, all of this attention for good reason. Aside from that, she also mentioned there are disaster loans, economic injury disaster loans. They're called EIDL loans that the Small Business Administration is administering. Those existed before this crisis. Businesses can apply for them. You can apply for a $10,000 advance, which could come quickly. It would be a grant that exists. The other thing is, yes, states and local governments have their own funds, loans, grants that they are doing as well. So while these big federal programs are getting all of this attention, small businesses that are listening, that is also a place to look.
And why so slowly?
That's a great question. Lynn is in broad company here. I've spoken to a lot of businesses who are waiting. Now, I can't speak to anybody's particular place, but here's what I have been hearing from banks. One is that banks had been, at least banks I've spoken to, banks had been waiting on some paperwork from SBA, the Small Business Administration, to close the loans and get money out. So in some places, banks have been able to say, yes, Lynn, your loan is approved. We just are waiting on some forms. Now, as I understand it, I heard from a bank today saying they got the go-ahead. So in some places, some people, some businesses might be in luck. There are a few other things, though. One is that banks still have to go through a series of steps to stave off money laundering, fraud, that sort of thing. And that is causing things to be a little slower. It's causing some banks to restrict it to only their existing customers. That has created some hurdles as well. Aside from that, there have been technical glitches. Banks have reported problems with the SBA website. Some banks at first said they didn't get guidance. They got late guidance, that forms changed overnight. So there have been some hurdles. There are strong hopes that things are going to get, you know, back on track and on the rails as this goes on now.
Lynn, any more questions we can try to answer for you?
Yeah, I do. true. Do you expect Congress will extend another PPP to industries like mine that can't just turn on a stove and some lights and get back up and running quickly? I think it's going to take a while for the live events industry specifically to get back up and running because it's going to take people a while to gather again. So we could really benefit from another extension on this thing. Do you see that happening for special industries?
So, as a rule, I don't predict because no one can predict what Congress is going to do. But I can tell you that, you know, look, Secretary Steven Mnuchin has said he wants to add $250 billion to this program. And Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill have both expressed interest in, putting a lot more money into this. So there are some good signs for that. It's just a question of horse trading of what else different parties want in the bill, don't want in the bill. So that's a thing that we are watching this week here in Washington.
Well, Lynn Stout, owner of Bond Events, I hope you know that we are wishing you and your employees the best of luck going forward, as well as all the folks who are struggling through this situation. Thanks so much for talking to us once again. Keep in touch.
Thank you. We appreciate your reporting. Take care.
And Danielle, we heard from a number of independent contractors who are trying to understand what help they might have available to them if they don't have any employees. This is Robert in San Francisco, who is self-employed as an international tour operator.
I've heard that part of the PPP stimulus package entails loans to small businesses that will be forgiven if the funds are used for payroll. Would that apply to paying myself my usual draw out of the business? Because I don't have payroll expense per se. There are no employees here. It's just me. Thanks.
Danielle, what about, I'm betting a lot of people are in that same situation. What do you say, Danielle? Do companies without employees have access to some of this government money?
Yes, there is a provision in the CARES Act saying that payroll can, it doesn't just apply to what you think of as strictly payroll. It can apply to the sum of money that is income of a sole proprietor or an independent contractor. So wage, commission, income, all sorts of those things. Now, I will say, though, beyond that, that this is where it may get complicated for some people. Because, for example, if you're a plumber, for example, and no one is calling you into their house right now for obvious reasons, it might be hard to get income and claim a lot of payroll. So I asked some experts today, and here's what they said. First things first, if you have an accountant or lawyer, ask them for help on this. But aside from that, this law was written quite broadly, as one expert told me, with regard to sole proprietors. So what we might expect in the coming days, what we should expect in the coming days and weeks, is more guidance from the government on how those people should handle this.
Danielle,
it's very broad. Yeah.
Need to jump in here. If you have a question for Danielle Kurtzleben, send it to us at npr.org/national conversation. Danielle, you can't go anywhere. You have to stay and talk to us some more. We need to take a short break, but Danielle's going to stay with us, and hopefully you will too. This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News. More in just a couple seconds.